It's 6:45. Good morning, I'm Anthony Murnau with KRWG News. A bill to prohibit the use of traps and poisons on New Mexico public lands is headed to the governor's desk. The New Mexico News Connection's Ross Brown reports.
Roxy's Law, technically the Wildlife Conservation and Public Safety Act, passed the New Mexico House of Representatives last week. It would prohibit traps, snares, and poisons on public lands. Mary Catherine Ray, wildlife chair for the Sierra Club's Rio Grande chapter and a member of the Trap-Free New Mexico Coalition, says it's taken several tries to get Roxy's Law through the legislature.
Roxy's Law is named for a dog who actually died in her owner's arms in a neck snare. And like all these devices, they're mindless. They don't make any decision on whether that is the correct animal or not.
There are exceptions in the law that allow for use of traps or poisons when it's necessary to protect public safety or for ecosystem management. But Ray says the bill would largely make New Mexico public lands trap-free. Trapping on private and tribal land would still be allowed. Bills similar to Roxy's Law have been introduced in the Roundhouse since 2017. Ray says in neighboring Arizona, such lethal traps are outlawed on public lands and statewide across Colorado. She says it's time New Mexico followed suit.
We talk about New Mexico tourism industry. Having these devices where people can get harmed by them puts us at a big disadvantage in our outdoor economy. So I think the time has come.
The legislation easily made it out of the Senate by a vote of 23-16, but passed in the House last week by the slimmest of margins, 35-34. Opponents said the bill should wait until it can be determined if new rule changes to wildlife management, including education and trapping prohibitions within a half mile of trailheads, are working. This is Ross Brown, New Mexico News Connection.
And in more news, qualifying for a COVID-19 vaccine is a challenge for many Las Cruces residents. But getting the vaccination is much harder for those with mobility issues. As Madison Staten reports, the city's new homebound vaccination program is working to fill some of those gaps.
He said these three for sure, and then two from that list.
Las Cruces firefighters Ariel Caro and Matthew Castrahan aren't only distributing the COVID-19 vaccine. They're bringing hope to many of the city's most vulnerable residents.
That covers us from coast to coast.
Awesome. Congratulations.
The pair is part of a team assigned to the city's homebound vaccination program, targeting those who are not physically able to travel to a vaccination site. Firefighter Ariel Caro says she's thankful for the opportunity to serve.
They love that we're helping out, going to their house and making their life and their loved ones' life like a little easier for them. I'm glad that the fire department is a part of this program and the ones that are like sponsoring the program, just so that way people can see that we're here for them.
City Interim Deputy Chief Justin Allen says the program is hoping to distribute 90 vaccines a week. They're currently targeting a specific group identified through city programs: Las Cruces residents who are homebound due to illness, injury, or other circumstances.
We're utilizing our senior programs and quality of life department within the city of Las Cruces. We're utilizing them and using a list that they have for their Meals on Wheels and several other homebound initiatives that they have and programs. Currently, we're at least 650 plus homebound individuals that we've identified.
Many of those identified through city programs did not register for the COVID-19 vaccine themselves, relying on registration events or friends and family members. Caro outlined how firefighters can pull up a confirmation code on site to document that the vaccine was distributed correctly.
Some people don't have access to cell phones. They don't have access to a computer. All they have is just a flip phone. So I go ahead and put them into the system on the Department of Health website and just register them so I can get them a confirmation number, and just so that it's documented they got their vaccine.
Las Cruces City Councilor Tessa Beda-Stuvi chairs both the city's COVID-19 Vaccination Task Force and the Health Policy Review Committee. She highlighted how the use of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine is vital for the homebound vaccination program because it requires only one dose.
When we do have individuals that are in high-risk populations, sometimes it can be harder to see them again for that second time, and there is a timing issue with our Pfizer and Moderna. You need to get that second shot within a time frame. And so just having the Johnson & Johnson makes that process much more smoother and allows us at the city to be able to reach more people as well for that full vaccination.
Beda-Stuvi emphasized that a lack of resources should not prohibit members of the community from being vaccinated.
There are many people, they just don't have that access to be able to go out and get the vaccine. Even mobility is such an issue for a lot of these individuals. And so by us reaching out to them, we're able to care for them as well in these different capacities and make sure that they stay safe and healthy.
For City Interim Deputy Chief Justin Allen, it's about serving those who might not otherwise have an opportunity for vaccination.
Everybody, I think, realizes the safety measures that needed to be taken with the COVID-19. So it's important for us to be able to go out and reach them and show that they're still going to be able to receive the same amount of treatment that everybody else is.
For KRWG Public Media, I'm Madison Staten.
Las Cruces residents wondering if they qualify for the homebound vaccination program may contact the city at 575-528-5119.